So I entitled this, What Has Love Got to Do with It? I thought that was sort of an appropriate lyric from a Tina Turner song. And so what we're going to do. So let's begin. This is the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, and tonight we are going to be dealing with the concept of love. What has love got to do with it? So rest your feet upon the mantle of this planet you have chosen to be here in, with something called the human contract. So your emotions, your mind, your mental body, and your physical body, and the flow of energy through your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality of being within this frequency. This planet has been called by the higher realms the love-aversity, that we are all here to learn how to master love in order to be love, be loved, and lovable for self, and allow that to mirror out to others. So we'll go into a deeper examination of it. Sam is going to read these, and we'll pause, and then we'll have the higher frequencies respond or add or supplement or further explain what's being said here. We'll be giving you an opportunity to speak. For those of you online, just hit star 6. For those in the classroom, just raise your hand and let Sam bring you to the microphone. We have 9 teachings, 9 paragraphs within this teaching. For those of you online, you can go into your attachment and get it. In the classrooms, you have your handout. So I think we can start with each one and give yourselves an opportunity to ask a question. We call this Divine Discussion because it is your opportunity to discuss with these frequencies that are here to love and support us. So having said this, I'm going to go into trance, and then Sam will facilitate the rest of the evening. So let us begin. Greetings, beloved humans, being human, upon the planet we call Earth. It is a divine ascension moment within your evolution, dear ones, unlike ever before. It is a time for you to discover who you are while you are here. It is time for the mysteries of reality and creation to be fully revealed to you as much as you can assimilate at your particular level of consciousness, dear ones. You're in the process of mastering it all, if you will, but you're not quite there yet within your process, as you can see within your world today. There's much clearing and cleansing going on. There is a migration of humanity unlike ever before as a result of certain governmental, religious, and political events and economic events, dear ones, taking place in your world. These are being predicated upon the absence of love, dear ones. It is this concept, it is this energy, it is this reality, it is this building block of this thing called love, that we will begin to take a deeper understanding and examination of tonight. You will hear within the teachings and sharing tonight various wisdoms from various higher realm frequencies, be they Archangelic Gabriel, Michael, are we of the ascended masterships who are simply, not so simply for some of you, creating a pathway to you moving into ascended mastership. Those of us who have created and achieved this possibility and probability are way showers and light workers to show you what is possible within your reality if you so choose. If you make it a priority of your life's mission, it is available to you, dear one. So we will go through various concepts and teachings and realities of this concept of love and allow you to interface with it, if you will, with your questions or further explanations that you may have. Dear ones, it is a loving universe. Creation is a loving force. And for some of you, that may be hard for you to believe or to know within your mental bodies as you peer out into your world and your relationship with self and you see otherwise. The otherwise is simply the choices that humanity has made and choosing to learn how to learn, what you need to learn, when you need to learn it, where you need to learn it, dear ones, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. What you're experiencing is not a punishment from God or we of the higher realm. It is simply choices that you have made, and it is our intention to give you wisdoms and truths and messages and tools and teachings, if you will, that can allow you to make another choice if you so choose, dear ones. So our proverbial question to you always is, what do you choose? It is up to you to continue to make the process of moving into your ascended state of reality complicated and arduous and challenging for duality, separation, and confrontation, or to allow it to be achieved with grace and ease. Either pathway is available to you, with the destination being the same, embracing your divine destination of achieving ascended mastership, dear ones. For you've all chosen to be upon this particular planet for a reason, and has been explained to you in the past, that reason is to achieve mastery of self, and self as a mirror of all that there is in creation. Through that self-mastery, allow that to mirror out to others into service to one another, into world service, and beyond. For the journey will take you beyond this planet, out into your solar system, your galaxy, the universe, and the multiverse, dear ones. It is a limitless, endless, divine journey, dear ones. So it will be constantly recreating itself as you are now, moving from a carbon-based reality to a crystalline light format. As we speak, as we share time together, dear ones, we of the Council of Ascended Masterships, you're actually transforming your carbon-based DNA into light format. Part of what you're experiencing with the migration of humanity on the planet now is actually a concept and process of unity consciousness, dear ones. As a result of economic, political, and religious and governmental forces, you are moving together even though there are those kicking and screaming and attempting to prevent the process. But there is as many of you moving in mass migration on the planet at this time as ever before. As a result of the transportation and the communication systems that have been gifted to you, and you will even be advanced beyond these, you are more aware of what is taking place than ever before. The incredible, the extraordinary ascension process that is available to you at this time, which has not always been available, the doorway, the window opening to the ascension process. As has been explained to you in the past and many times before, this is an inline process timeline ending since you are entering the final 2,000-year cycle of this home planet, which will allow the planet, thus everyone and everything upon and within the planet, to be of that frequency of light as well. So enough of our chatter, dear ones. Let us begin with the first teaching, shall we?
Okay. Love is one of the most used words and supposedly experienced emotions in human existence. Do we really know or understand what love is? Do we know the true purpose of love? What is the understanding of love beyond what we think, we feel, or have experienced? Through the connection and support of higher realms beyond humanity, let us see if we can gain a new insight and truth about this thing called love.
So that is exactly what's taking place at this divine discussion. You have chosen to join with these higher realms, we of the higher realms, to begin this discussion. It has been through the connection to the higher realms that you have achieved past golden ages, and with our support and love and assistance, will achieve your final golden age, dear ones. Are there any questions about this as we proceed?
Questions? Okay, let us continue. The energy vibration that is love is the manifesting power of creation, the building block, the power behind and within all there is. It is almost impossible for the human mind to comprehend this thing called true love or to know exactly what it means. The human experience of love is a mere reflection, shadow, of the true essence of love. The mystery of love is an essential part of its power and glory. True love is the attraction of the magnification of the eternal divine wisdom and God power of Creator Source, or whatever you choose to call the most loving and powerful force in the many universes. Since we are all unique, perhaps our definition and experience of the most extraordinary force in the universe is meant to be unique to each one. True love always understands, yet not necessarily is always understood, nor needs to be.
Two points here. You're beginning to realize that this thing called love transcends the human emotion, that the human emotion is a reflection, a shadow, if you will, of this building block of creation. So if you so choose, we would like to propose for the beginning to see it as the building block of everything, thus in turn knowing that the universe is a loving force predicated and built upon the energy, the consciousness of love. The second thing to remember within this particular teaching is that each of you, since you are all individuated expressions of creation, will have your own individuated, unique experience with love. Many of you on earth are learning what is through what is not. So you have had various incarnational experiences with the concept and the reality of love. So the teaching here is expanding your awareness and consciousness of love beyond an emotion, that the emotion is a reflection and an aspect of this building block of creation, and that each of you has an individuated experience and expression of that dependent upon your unique soul plan. Also realizing, dear ones, that creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you. So the experience that each of you are having are an essential aspect of all that there is. Are there any questions about this?
I have a question. First of all, I'd like to thank you for being with us this evening. I really believe that my soul plan was to come in and have a child who would transition and then speak to me from beyond the veil, using that power that we call super love. And I'm wondering if that is the same as true love.
In the particular case of this divine soul you call your son, the only way that he could truly express the concept of love that we're talking about and gift you with the gift that he gifted you with was to leave the frequency that he was residing in. Now, having said that, there will be many leaving this frequency to continue their ascension process, for they're not able to achieve it within the 3D frequency of emotions, thoughts, and physicality. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes. I just also wanted to say that I really believe that part of our soul plan was him coming in through me and after leaving, alerting me to the fact that this body is not all we are, that we're spirits in human form having an experience in physicality. And that was part of our soul plan.
Dear one, you knew that prior to that. But this divine soul allowed you to further achieve was to experience in a more fulfilling way, a deeper way, if you will, exactly what the frequency beyond the one that you're currently residing in could offer. Dear ones, each of you, when you go to sleep at night, leave the frequency you're residing in at this time and go into what is called the fourth dimension, the astral or the psychic, which is a disembodied reflection of the frequency that you reside in now. In effect, and many of you have heard this phrase, when you are asleep, you are truly awake. When you are awake, you are truly asleep. There is much wisdom and truth within this, dear ones. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. Does anyone else have a question? And if you have a question online, all you need to do is press *6. Are there any questions online? Okay, in the classroom, got Maria. Maria's coming to the phone.
Maria, I remember reading once that love was truly a law. I used to understand it only as an emotion. But it's way deeper than that, and it's something that cannot be changed ever because it's a law. Could you explain me a little bit more about that concept?
As we have said, the human emotion of love is a shadow and a reflection. It is an aspect, but not the total concept and reality of love itself. For love is the building block of all that there is. It is the highest frequency of creation, thus in turn, it is the foundation of everything. Your human emotion, emoting a feeling, is an aspect of love. Much of human love revolves around the wounds and ego defenses of the individual. Giving to get, for example, which we will get into later within this discussion. Within cosmic divine love, there is no expectation to receive anything other than to give love. For the receiving of it back to creation is the manifestation of whatever that might be. It might be constructive, it might be destructive, it might be positive, it might be negative. Does that help you, dear one?
Any other questions? Okay, let's continue with number 3. But let's see what we can piece together about love. The Ascended Masters, who once were human and walked our earth and experienced love in a similar fashion as we human mortals, may give us some clues. Their law of oneness and unity seems to be an offspring of love. Love one another as you love yourself is the blueprint of knowing who we are and why we are here. We appear to learn what is through what is not most often. The separation of Alpha and Omega, light and dark, masculine and feminine, right and wrong, can only become one, whole and healed, by healing our illusions through love of self and others.
The reason that we of the higher realms teach through the relationship with self is for you to allow yourself to transcend self. Within that process, you will begin to see the relationship of problem equals solution, light equals dark, right equals wrong, masculine equals feminine. You can see where we're going with this. Everything is actually one, but there are various aspects of the oneness so that you will know that it exists within the frequency that you exist within. You cannot within your frequency know that light exists if there is not darkness. You cannot know a solution if there isn't a problem. You cannot know masculine without having feminine. You cannot know what you think is right with what you think is wrong. But can you begin to see under the layering of these is a onenesses, since oneness is all there is, and creation is all there is, and God is all there is, and you are God experiencing himself, you can see underneath all of this your journey back to oneness. But it isn't as simple as saying we're all one. You have chosen to be human, to go through this process of these different definitions and descriptions of what oneness is by understanding the opposite of it. It is part of you being human. It is a reason that you have all of these aspects of it. When you are in a higher realm, when you transcend to it, which is your destiny to do so, there will no longer be this dichotomy. It will not be necessary. But remember and understand and know, dear ones, if you so choose, all of this has been a process of how you have chosen to learn. You've actually learned it many times before, dear ones. You have forgotten it by thinking the human mind could do it a better way. By maintaining and sustaining connection to we of the higher realms, what we assure you of is that you will not forget it again. That is what makes the process that you're going through now in this final 2,000-year cycle of your planet a rare opportunity. As has been explained to you in the past, those of you who choose not to ascend into higher frequency of existence through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which no one and no thing can take away from you, you will do it elsewhere. Your process will be elsewhere. You will transcend to another galaxy, another solar system, another planet, and take the time that you need. But we shall ask you the question, why not now? Are there any questions?
Questions online? Star 6, if you have a question. In the classroom, anyone have a question? No? Okay, let's move on to number 4. Love is composed of itself, wisdom, and power in order to create the oneness. But its wholeness can never be divided by its parts. For the foundation of reality is we are one. Humanity has chosen to experience the separate parts of oneness and divide them, but that has never been truth. This is our not-so-simple way we have chosen to learn what we need to learn. The separating is now coming back together in oneness. Duality is in the process of ending.
Siwan, read the first two sentences again.
Love is composed of itself, wisdom, and power in order to create the oneness.
Stop, dear one. Wisdom and power. Dear one, wisdom is applied knowledge. Look around your world. Where are you applying what you know, thus creating wisdom? That is the key element that is missing within your existence. Within the higher realms, wisdom, applied knowledge, is employed constantly in every moment. There are so many things that you know don't work that create your duality and separation, and you continue to perpetuate it, i.e. killing one another, being at war with one another, creating national and governmental and religious boundaries which separate you from one another, realizing it doesn't work. But can you see, dear one, at this particular time within your Earth history, can you begin to feel and see that crumbling? See the migration of humanity pushing against and through these barriers of separation, these national boundaries, these religious boundaries. Can you feel it, dear one? Can you begin to see the shift and the change? That these divine souls are commanding and demanding their divine right to be part of the oneness, to be part of the we consciousness, realizing the brotherhood and the sisterhood of humanity is one. See this. Feel this. And through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, make a decision how you assimilate from outside in as an aspect of your beingness inside out. Love. Love of self and love of other and love of planet will allow you to realize and to integrate all the beings who have chosen to be human. To begin to see the barriers and the boundaries that you create are not divine. Dear ones, you all are created from love. You are loved by we of the higher realms. You are lovable and capable of receiving and giving love in equal measure. So one more than another. What you see in your world largely today, in your politics, in your governments, in your economic situations, are those who feel hopeless, who feel unwanted, who feel cast aside by the established system. So they feel, in their absence of being loved and thinking of themselves being unlovable, they create what you call atrocities and horrific activities. But what is not of love? Decapitating another, dear one, literally and figuratively. It is a divine moment for you to begin to realize the power in combination with the wisdom that can be applied at this time to create a world, dear ones, communities of equality, harmony, and balance, realizing that through the force and power and wisdom of love, this planet can offer enough for everyone, enough air, enough water, enough minerals, enough fuel, enough food, enough of one another, dear ones. What do you choose? Are there any questions?
I just wanted to ask, you said that those that do not choose love will be given another chance in another realm. Would that tie into the third and the third and the third that you've spoken of previously?
Yes, dear one. A third of humanity will be leaving this frequency. There are more of you on this planet, 7-8 billions of you. As with your son, who you have brought up, many are in need to leave this frequency to begin their ascension process in a more forthright way. Some of the elderly will not be able to shift and change. Their wounds and defenses are too imprinted within them. So they will choose to leave through war, disease, accidents, where there are no accidents. In order to go into a frequency, a higher realm, it allows them to gain a perspective to make another choice if they choose to come back to this frequency or not, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. Any questions online at star 6? Seeing none, are there any in the classroom? Okay, let's move on to number 5. Love is accepting through understanding, compassion, that allows forgiveness, which frees the one forgiving. We need forgiveness, since humanity has the capacity to be other than love. This capacity is the reason for human life drama. The divine can never be so. Divine love, unlike human love, is not giving to get, but simply giving with no expectation. The substance of divine power is the power within creation, as well as the sustenance of such creation. Without faith and trust that love actually exists, it is impossible for us to know that it exists. At present, human love is an aspect of divine love, not the whole yet, but we are working on it.
So your tools to release yourself from an absence of love, which is the propensity of humanity and how you've chosen to learn what is and what is not, is accepting this, taking ownership of it, if you will, as a way that you have chosen to learn. You yourself, thus in turn others, to accept that. To have compassion through your heart, what you have accepted, which allow forgiveness. What is powering forgiveness is the divine love, the cosmic love. It is the combination of the acceptance and the compassion achieving forgiveness that can return you each and every time, no matter what the circumstance or the event, to love. Since humanity has chosen to experience a lack of love as a learning tool, what we or the higher realms are reminding you of are the tools to free you from that. Case forgiveness. But consciously be aware, if you so choose, of what exactly you're accepting compassionately in order to forgive. The concept of forgiveness is a mental body activity for many of you. By simply saying, I forgive you or I forgive this, well, do you really? Have you really examined what it is that you say you are forgiving? Knowing, which has been reminded here, is the one truly being set free, and the forgiveness is yourself. Within the energetic concept of oneness and love, that frees the other as well, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. It simply doesn't matter. It only matters in matter. It only matters within your 3D, dear ones. Are there any questions about this?
Now, does anyone have any questions online? In the classroom? Okay, and I just wanted to clarify, so when we're forgiving another, we're really forgiving ourselves and opening ourselves to love.
And the other. Well, that love ratchets out, vibrates frequencies out into eternity. And actually, dear ones, affects everything. It is not confined to you or the other or even the planet. It ratchets out into the solar system, out into your galaxy, out into the universe, and out into the multiverse. For it is an energy created by consciousness through love. If you are able to remember only one thing, dear ones, from this divine discussion, we ask you, if you so choose, to remember that it is a loving universe. And anything other than love is simply a way that you have chosen in being human to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, how you need to learn it. We ask that you take ownership of that. We ask that you accept that with compassion and forgive it as a way of choosing to be human. For the prize, if you will, dear ones, at the end of all of this, is your ascended mastership. One of the things you will all be given the opportunity to do one way or another throughout your lifetime is to gather individually or collectively all the people you have hated and disliked and who have done you wrong into one environment, singularly or collectively, and ask yourself, through acceptance and compassion, can I forgive these individuals, knowing that their wounds and defenses are not who they truly are. That I'm connecting with their higher self, which is my higher self, in effect, through something called oneness. Now, having said that, you can also employ the tools of truth, needs, and boundaries in relationship to the wounds and defenses of self from other. We're not proposing to your forgiveness that you allow the wounds and defenses of another to harm you. By knowing your truth, who you are, why you're here, by stating your needs and setting your boundaries, employ your needs and truth. You're protecting yourself, which is your divine right. Are there any questions about this, dear one?
I just wanted to share something about forgiveness. There was a time in my life when I went through practices of forgiveness, and I got to the point, I began by just forgiving everyone that I thought had wronged me, and then I got to the point where I looked at everyone and each situation individually and tried to see what it was that the person was trying to tell me about myself. And then I forgave myself for those things. And I found that that really helped to look at people as being my teachers and helping me to learn more about myself and what it was I needed to change about myself. Because basically we're all one and we're all acting as each other's mirrors.
Dear ones, each and every one of you are bringing into your life all of the individuals, all of the events, all of the accidents, all of the circumstances to learn what you need to learn, how you need to learn it. If humanity could wake up to this reality of this form of self-empowerment, it would be a game changer. it would shift everything instantaneously. Only through the mirror of self do you free yourself. That includes others. For you're all mirrors of one another. But understanding the complexity, if you will, of the steps or the levels to the oneness that you've chosen being human is essential. What this divine soul has explained, she was able to see herself reflected from the other. That is why you bring into your lives, dear one, circumstances that may seem unpleasant or dislikable. If you really meet someone who you cannot truly stand in your vernacular, dear ones, entertain the thought or the reality that it is something within yourself, past or present life, that requires healing itself, and that is the only reason you have conjured, if you will, that person into your existence. Then you will begin to see the divine design, the sacred geometric of love. How perfect creation is designed and organized. In reality, that's what this is all about. It's beginning for you to see, thus, trust and surrender to the perfection of it all, even if you're incapable of understanding or even believing it. That is where faith can come in. Faith. Faith is something that you're not actually ready to know completely. It can't be proven. It can't be seen. If you can begin to accept and have faith about all that is being discussed about love at this time, even pretend that love is all that's being discussed at this time, that is the beginning, dear one. Are there any other questions?
Questions? Okay, we're moving on to number 6. The quest for the true meaning of love is often found with so-called metaphysicians and spiritual seekers. They hunger for mastery of self and the universe while not satisfying the grand requirement to honor before all else a meaningful and committed love toward God that created them and self and others. Selfish love is not self-love. True self-love is the foundation of all other relationships. You cannot love another without loving you first. This has kept humanity in separation and duality and has been the downfall of all past golden ages. The applied requirement is the pathway to the final golden age. True love is the God power of the universe.
That is why, dear ones, through the channel that we're coming through this time, your last gathering was about the sense of self. Beginning to understand the magnificence of it, the truth of what self really represents. That it is a reflection of all there is. It's your creation experiencing itself. Call it God, source, all there is, whatever you choose within your languages to call it. That is why the mastery of self, self-mastery, is so vital to this process. And self is a mirror of all that there is. You're simply being given the tools once again in your evolutionary ascension process to master it. And what is the purpose of all of this, you might ask yourself? The purpose is to become the master teachers of all that there is, ultimately. The entire universe and all of creation, dear ones, is waiting for your mastery so that we can join hands forthrightly into a universal cosmic journey of love. Seeing and knowing all the things we can create together through love. The world, the individuals. And allow that to expand out endlessly through the cycle that you're going through at this time. From density to light, density to light. But each time that process takes place, you have moved further out into the ascension process of creation. You're only experiencing density, dear one, so that you can know the light. Are there any questions?
So would it be astute to say that the major issue within humanity is a lack of self-love, which is causing all the things that we see happening today?
Yes, dear one. The foundation of it is that indeed, a lack of self-love. You see it in the subjugation of the masculine, subjugating the feminine energy. You see it within your religious and racial divides, your sexuality divides at this time. You're beginning to realize that your sexuality and gender issues is much more complicated. You're beginning to see the control issues within your religions and governments through the transportation and the communication systems that have been gifted to you from we of the higher realm to have it exposed. Does that help you, Jill?
Yes, thank you. We have another question from Jude. Go ahead.
I am wondering if you might address this question. How can I be more loving?
By accepting with compassion and forgiving all the ways you have chosen to learn, dear one. Does that help?
Yes, it does. I believe that I have done that, and I'm asking if you could point out if there's anything that I am blocking from myself, not seeing that I haven't forgiven or haven't had the compassion.
Dear one, are you sure about that statement? Dear one, you are all teaching what you need to learn. So we ask you to examine in a deeper way all the things that you are bringing into life, into your teaching in relationship to self. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to process it, though. Thank you very much.
Dear one, you are all within a personal process. You will all remain in a personal process as long as you're within this 3D frequency. That is why it behooves you, if you so choose, to make another choice. For the divine soul that we just spoke to, our response would apply to each and every one of you. Look at what you are being and bringing out into the world, your beingness to your doingness, realizing you are all teaching, discussing, sharing what it is you individually need to master. That includes the individuals and the events that you are bringing into your life. Are there any further questions about that?
Questions? Any questions online? Star 6. Okay, we're moving on to number 7. There are many types of feelings and emotions which we call love, but in truth are not. Love is neither an emotion nor a feeling, but an action of God power manifesting. Love is penetrating and forever expansive and growing and enfolding and transforming and transmuting. Love is all the beingness of God combined with many mysteries that humanity is not ready to neither understand nor receive. Love is the ingrained ingredient of life. True love is changeless and always. It is the one element in the universe into which all others meet. Love is the highest expression of you and God in and beyond time and distance. True love is a natural expression of you and God power, while most human love is an aspect of truth aspiring to be true. True love is filled with an attitude of gratitude that becomes a magnet for love radiating out all around you. True love is God power beating your heart and being manifestation at the same time.
We can't say it in any more powerful, insightful way than has just been stated. So the last statement begins to give you a glimpse of how love creates. You can begin to see within each of these phrases that the emoted feeling you call love is a small aspect, a beginning, a childlike beginning, moving ever so closely into adulthood, almost infanthood, even before childhood. Moving from infanthood to childhood to adulthood to masterhood through what you have called love. It permeates and perpetuates the lyrics of your songs, your poetry, your love stories, your films. But how often is it really reflected in how it's being discussed and described tonight? You can be seeing the lack and limitation within it that reflects the lack and limitation within the relationship with self, where many of you are simply struggling to survive life. Instead of seeing it as an aspect of love of creation. Read that paragraph again, dear ones. And as you do, place your hands upon your heart and allow yourself to fully integrate the wisdom within, dear ones. And then we will take your questions.
There are many types of feelings and emotions, which we call love, but in truth are not. Love is neither an emotion nor a feeling, but an action of God power manifesting. Love is penetrating and forever expansive and growing and enfolding and transforming and transmuting. Love is all the beingness of God combined with many mysteries that humanity is not ready to neither understand nor receive. Love is the ingrained ingredient of life. True love is changeless and always. It is the one element in the universe into which all others meet. Love is the highest expression of you and God in and beyond time and distance. True love is a natural expression of you and God power, while most human love is an aspect of truth aspiring to be true. True love is filled with an attitude of gratitude that becomes a magnet for love radiating out all around you. True love is God power beating your heart and being manifestation at the same time.
So your destination is your origin, which is love. You're all on the same pathway, the same journey back to whence you came, your origin of love. Dear ones, know you are love because you were created from it. So you are loved. Thus, in turn, you are lovable. In spite of the wounds and defenses that you have created through being human, you're waking up to the reality that, to the what is not, I am love. We'd like for you to place your hands upon your hearts, dear ones, and repeat after us. I came from love. I am love. I am lovable. Love is all there is. So be it, dear ones. Are there any questions?
I don't have a question. I just want to thank you for explaining that. That was a wonderful explanation and clarification of what true love is, and it is everything, and it's just something that we are here to recognize. And Dahlia has a question.
You're welcome, dear one. And as the channel would say, the invoice is in the mail.
Thank you. Got a lot of invoices. Go ahead, Dahlia.
Well, I don't have a question, but I just sincerely want to just thank you so much to all of the Ascended Masters and all of the Archangels and the whole Council of Helpers that have been helping me and us throughout our lives, and yet so much in the last year and in the last few days. And just now I was about to ask you to do an experiential thing, put in our hands and our hearts, which you just did. So thank you so much, and I bow down in gratefulness. Thank you.
Dear ones, you're quite welcome, but we ask you not to bow down to us. We ask you to know that we are aspects of one another, dear ones. We are simply showing you the way. We are not to be bowed down to. We are not to be worshipped. We are not outside of you, dear ones. We are within you. It is all a process, as you have heard many times, of inside out. We live and reside within your hearts, dear ones. That is how the channel accesses us, through his heart. We are all of the same cosmic stuff. Divine love. Are there any other questions?
Questions online. Star 6. In the classroom, any questions? Okay, we're moving on to number 8. One day soon, our scientists will develop love instruments that will be able to measure the love energies that radiate out, but they will never be able to measure the all-encompassing God power of true divine love. Only you and God can do that as manpower becomes God power.
You're on the cusp, dear ones, of creating an entire new energy source that is based upon love. As it is, as we're discussing, the building block of everything. The electromagnetic force within the core of your planet, what some call the crystal sun, central sun, is a rarefied, purified expression of cosmic divine love. that pulses out. It creates an energy field, a protective field around the planet that protects you from the bombardment of what you call space. This field, this membrane, if you will, this love force, is not unique to your planet. The planet within your solar system has it. Your entire solar system has it. Your entire galaxy has it, dear one. You have a protective love membrane around it all to protect it from anything other than love. Are there any questions?
I just want to mention that there is a group of scientists online. There's a website that discusses their research. I think it's Global Coherence Initiative. And they measure, they ask people to get together at certain times and focus on their heart and send out loving energies. And they've been able to actually measure the energies when there's something bad issue, if you will, that happens around the world. They can measure that consciousness, and they can also measure people meditating and radiating out the love into the world. So this is a project that's going on today.
This is a preamble for this planet and humanity to begin to see how it works, if you will, in higher realms and advanced civilizations who power their planets and reality through the harness of love that can express itself in many ways, whether it's electromagnetic energy, solar, wind, whatever. So the instrumentation is in the process of being developed, actually has been developed many times on this particular planet, and lost or being hidden by the forces that are attempting to control energy on the planet. As has been discussed many times before, what's missing in the common conversation of humanity is how the sources of energy that are being used are the organs of the planet herself. Now, no one is taking into consideration, or few are taking into consideration, the effect of using these natural resources upon the planet. Seeing the planet as a living conscious organism, where water, oil, air, gas, minerals are actually organs of life and creation for a loving, conscious being called planet Earth. Whenever this consciousness is applied and becomes commonplace, a quantum shift will take place within the consciousness of humanity, and the love vibration, the love frequency, through various forms of manifestation, will become your energy sources, dear one. Are there any questions about this?
I was just wondering if you could briefly discuss, I know that there was a massive earthquake in Chile, and here in South Florida we've had massive rains and flooding for the past couple of days, and I was wondering if you might comment on the correlation between the consciousness and what's going on now within the planet.
Dear ones, that has been discussed many, many, many times before. It is your emotions, your thoughts that are creating your weather patterns. They're collected within the atmosphere. They create what you call storms. They create what you call weather systems. We ask you to pay attention to where these storms originate, where they travel from and to, and where they eventually land. And begin to examine the consciousness or lack of the emotions and thoughts of these particular geographical areas. Now, having said this, and in combination with this, the planet is within an ascension process. There are geological transformation is taking place independent of humanity's activities, but the activities of humanity are exacerbating much of this, particularly your weather, the quality of your air, your water, the amount of ice, the temperature levels on the surface of the planet are all being affected. The toxicities that you put into the activities of the planet herself, the extinction level of certain species, for all of you are necessary for this diversified life form called planet Earth to exist. Are there any other questions about this, Jill?
I did want you to briefly comment as well. There are some of us that believe that radiating love out from the core of our heart, love and light, and sending that light to the Earth and the planet helps. And I'm wondering if you might comment on the extent of how that helps the planet.
It allows her to know that there's a certain level of consciousness and gratitude for all the abuse that she has tolerated. She has indeed been a very patient mother, dear one. But like all mothers, she wishes to survive. For she cannot care for her children without survival. If the abuse continues on the level it has in the past, and some degree to this present, and humanity does not take responsibility for this, make another decision, there will be consequences not to your liking. This has taken place many times before in the past. And devastations and destructions on the surface of the planet that attempted or were capable of destroying the planet, and those were destroyed instead. The planet has a divine plan, and in your vernacular, she's bigger and stronger than you are, and that will take place independent of the behavior of humanity. So the question to ask yourselves, or the choices that you can make or not make through your freedom of choice and will, is if you wish to be a part of the journey. Are there any other questions?
Any questions? Okay, we're moving on to the last paragraph. There is no limit to the multitude of true love, and soon you will use its God power to discover and love new ways of being and discover worlds you cannot imagine now.
So, it begins with self, your choice to be here, being human, on this particular planet, your signature upon the human contract, or your emotions and thoughts and physical body. You could be experiencing all that you have, often what is not, to learn what is. To master self through love, allowing that to perpetuate love of other, allowing that to perpetuate world service to one another, for you're all in service. When you have mastered world service, you can move into solipsistic, galactic, universal, and multiversal service beyond your imagination. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of worlds, realities, experiences, and services to await you, dear one. The ticket to that journey is love. Knowing forthrightly that you're created from love, thus in turn you are loved, you are lovable, and that love is all there is, dear one.
Thank you. As Phil's coming back, I just want to mention that tonight's session and the past few nights, week's sessions have all been from the book Manpower, God Power, and that is available through the angelnewsnetwork.com or philipeltoncollins.com under books. Welcome back.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And for those who wish to donate to our love offering online, please feel free to do so. It allows us to maintain our website and continue our classes. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.